Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to the Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha. The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's why I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from my house here, just outside of Oakland, California. Scott is in the normal studios of Sports Byline USA over in North Beach in downtown San Francisco, waiting to take your calls, and then we'll throw you on the air. What this show is all about is about people who play video games. I'm a gamer, just like you. I don't make games. I wouldn't know how. But I've been doing this show almost 20 years, coast to coast, border to border, around the world, and also, very importantly, on the American Forces Radio Network. 500 outlets, 177 countries. If you're in the military, I'm on your side. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. All that good stuff. I come from a military family. I think most Americans do, but even if we don't, we appreciate all that you do, keeping us and our allies safe, so you stay safe. But we want to talk video games, and there's a lot going on this week. Even during the pandemic, which is, I mean, out here in California now, we're at the six-month level. We've been told to basically stay bloody home, you. Stay inside. Actually, that's not a California accent. It's more like, dude, can you, like, totally stay inside for sure, man? More like that. We've been playing a lot of video games, and news we finally got this week about the PS5. When is it coming out? How much is it going to cost? Where you can pre-order? That type of stuff. Also, got to play the Call of Duty Cold War Alpha on the PS4. Got to check in with that. We have an interview coming up in about 15 minutes or so with the man behind the PES update, that's Pro Evolution Soccer. We'll talk to him about Pez, as you like to say. Got the candy coming out of the neck from Austria, but actual soccer. And also your calls, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Big shout out to those of you listening on the website, sportsbyline.com. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. Also on sbnationlive.com. Going through that network, we're on the Dan Patrick Channel, Sirius 211 in progress. Great to be there as well. TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, and Stitcher app. We'll give away a game at 40 after, and I'll let you know the new releases as well. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come on back on the Video Game Review.
With the real estate market evolving, realtors stand ready to help. Realtors are an expert voice of reason in changing times, and they're working in new ways to guide you through virtual showings and safe closings, to be your ally in the fight for mortgage relief, to understand a neighborhood the way no algorithm can. That's the role of a realtor. This is a real estate season like no other, and realtors are ready. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
For muscle pain, body aches, to strains, Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Its unique formula with emu oil penetrates deep to relieve arthritis pain, sore muscles, joints, and more. Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Find Blue Emu at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, and other chains, or visit blue-emu.com. Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast, and you won't stink.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The Video Game
Alright everybody, thanks so much and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I am Rick Tittle, nice to have you with us wherever you are listening in this great land of ours, or okay, foreign lands. Big news this week, ladies and germs, is that Sony has announced that the PlayStation 5 will be in time for the 2020 holiday season. We knew that was going to happen. We thought maybe right around Black Friday, which is of course the day after Thanksgiving. Some people thought maybe into December. Well, it's November 12th. If you are in the United States, Japan, Canada, Mexico, New Zealand, and South Korea, everywhere else you have to wait a week. So if you're listening to Armed Forces Radio, American Forces Radio in Germany right now, or in England, that's going to be November 19th. Those of you maybe listening and other places, people listening in the Philippines and Iceland. The interesting thing about this is that it's a mad scramble whenever we have this type of situation like this. And we haven't really had a huge console release in 7 years. And that's due to the fact that the ones we had before were excellent systems. The PS4 that I use today is still going strong. And there's nothing wrong with the PS4. It's a testament that they made a great machine. But whenever you try to get a new console, it can be a hassle, to say the least. I remember getting my PS2, and I went to the official PS2 release party at the former Sony Metreon down here in downtown San Francisco. And it was a huge party, and I had to get, it was all, I mean, I've been to Super Bowls and Stanley Cups and NBA Finals. I've worked at World Cups, and I think the security might have been tighter that night at the PS2 release party. And then to get my hands on one, I knew someone that bought one, and then they had bought two, and they didn't want it because now they had two, so I just paid face value. When I got the Wii, I was told there are no more Wiis, and I just was driving by game stores, and I went to a Game Crazy in Pinole, California, and I'm like, you don't happen to have one? And he's like, this guy is supposed to be here by 9. If he's not here exactly at 9, I'll sell it to you, and then I'm going to close the store. So I stood there for like 45 minutes just to get the PS4. I was on the list, but they're like, no, you're not going to get it. It's going to be a long time. And then they said, well, there's 3 people that didn't pick theirs up, and if they're not here, I'll sell them as soon as I open tomorrow morning. And I said, well, when do you open? And he's like, 9 a.m. So I went down at 8:30. There were already 2 people in line. I was like, holy goodness. So I got behind them, and then about 12 people got behind me, and I did get that last one. So suffice to say, you probably have your own story about how hard it is to get one of these new consoles. And we, from what we know officially, is that it's going to be $499 for the one where you can put in the disc, the super duper high def 4K Blu-ray, all that, and then the digital edition for $100 less. Now, if I'm at a store and they don't have the $500 version but the $400 version, I'll wait, because the last thing I need is to get a disc and then have no way to play it. It's not so much for the movies. It's just I need to be able to put in a disc, and I'll wait. And if it was a difference between $500 and $50, I'm all over the digital edition. But if you, I'm not going to pay $400 for a machine that I can't play a disc on. That's just me. Maybe you don't care. Maybe you're only going to play a couple games. But the other thing to remember is from what I can see, and you may differ, but I really believe there's nothing that is at launch that I have to have. There really isn't. So the places that are taking pre-orders, and if you know any different, let us know as a community of video game friends here. Amazon, Best Buy, GameStop, Target, and Walmart. Those are the ones. So the day of pre-orders, I was doing a show, as I do a morning sports talk show here in San Francisco on Sports Byline, Monday through Friday. I've been doing that since 2002. I couldn't get down there to stand in line, and I just sashayed there in the afternoon, walked in, and I knew what the guy was going to say, but I said, any chance in hell I could put in a pre-order for a PS5? And he said, I had a line around the block. There's no way. I said, is there a waiting list? He said, no, they don't do that. And he said, this is the deal. Every store has been given 15 PS5s. That's it. And so he goes, I had to turn most people away. 15. So what about online? If you go to Amazon.com, when you click on the PS5 console, it says currently unavailable. When you go to Best Buy, Sony PlayStation 5, it says coming soon. And if you want to click on the coming soon, your cursor turns into the oh no you didn't red circle with the line through it. If you go to GameStop online, it just says not available. If you go, I did this for you folks to save you time, you probably already did anyway, but if you go to Target.com and it says $4.99, it says pre-orders have sold back. Check back on release date, November 12, 2020. And then finally, Walmart. I don't even know where there is a Walmart in Northern California. I'm sure there's one somewhere. There used to be one in Oakland, but that thing closed down. But anyway, it just says for your PS5 pre-order, it says simply and succinctly, out of stock. Now, here's the interesting thing, is that Sony actually put out a little tweet. And in the tweet, they said, to paraphrase, we realize that we could have done this a little bit better, and we apologize. And that the one little thing that they said was, over the next few days, we will release more PS5 consoles for pre-order. Retailers will share more details, and more PS5s will be available through the end of the year. So, the way I look at it is, unless you know a guy that works at one of these places, How are you going to know? Are you going to get on an email list? I'm already on one from GameStop that said, hey, when the PS5 is available, we'll email you. I didn't get anything from them. And I'm not mad at them. It would probably be completely overwhelmed. But, PlayStation, at PlayStation on Twitter. It's up there. It was just put out yesterday morning. It says, we apologize. And I don't really know what they have to apologize about. I mean, I think whatever number they were going to give, they were going to be sold out. But what it does is it gets a lot of people disgruntled. I already knew going in that I was probably not going to get one on day one. And that's fine because, as I said, my PS4 I didn't get on day one. And that's the thing that kind of stinks is before, though, you could pre-order something. And then when the release date became available, your pre-order was already in. But this time around, they waited to give out the release date. And once it came out 11-12, almost Armistice Day, when it came out November 12th, then they go, okay, now we'll take your pre-orders. And I was like, blah! And it was a mad dash. It was a right mad dash, that's darling. And so, what we'll do is we will soldier on and we'll have more updates as we go. But remember, this is a collaborative effort. If you hear anything, always call us up at 1-800-878-PLAY. Coming up next, we'll talk to a man behind PES and their update, a little soccer video game talk. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Matthew.
Huh?
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Robbie Ron joins us now. We're glad to have him. He is brand manager with PES, of course, Pro Evolution Soccer, PES, whatever you want to call it, and they have an eFootball PES 2021 season update now. Robbie, welcome to the show. eFootball update, what do we got going on here?
Hey, Rick. I'm glad to be here to talk to you about the new eFootball PES 2021 season update. Well, as you know, every year we come out with a new title for all the soccer football fans out there. You know, PES is actually like, you know, like PES in September is like a margarita in May. You know, you have to have it. It's like you have to have this game. We have all the Have you seen the cover? I don't know if you have seen the cover, but we managed to have Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo in the cover. So the top players of the last, I don't know, 10, 12 years are on the cover of this PES 2020. With a couple youngsters like, you know, Alphonso Davies, who just won, you know, the European Cup. And we also have, you know, Rashford. You know, we have our global partner clubs featured in the cover, like Bayern Munich, Barcelona, Juventus, Manchester United, you know, just to show the people that we care for them, that we have the best football game right now for the video game.
So when we talk update, I mean, obviously the transfer window is going on, and we'll see what happens with some of these names that are rumored every single day, but that's important to keep the rosters updated, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, we have managed to have a weekly update. So every Thursday, for example, today, we just drop a new update because, you know, soccer, especially during this tough season, you know, where with the whole pandemic, teams have been pushed open, you know, the transfer deadline a little longer. So things will be changing, you know, and as you say, rumors come, you know, and go. So, but every Thursday, people will have to download an update so they can have, you know, the most updated rosters.
No doubt. Now, I've been interviewing PES people for a long time, and the question I always ask is, there's obviously a very well-known competitor to PES, but why is PES a better brand of soccer video game than the other biggie?
So PES has always been, you know, our concept has always been the pitch is ours, because definitely when you get to the gameplay, when you get to, you know, to the pitch, when you have the 11 versus 11 people playing right there, you actually can see the simulation of the game. Like, if you are a fan, a hardcore fan of soccer, football, you definitely will feel that you can actually see it happen. And, I mean, you know, we're talking about big names here like Cristiano and Messi, but those players not just look like, they actually can do the same things that you see doing in the real life. So you can see that happening in the game. So I think that the fans always love, you know, how the production team in Japan has taken care of that.
Yeah, and I've always noticed, too, with PES over the years, the way that you do the motion capture, there's just a lot more variety of movements and tricks and skills, correct?
Yes. I mean, definitely you have to have some skills. And you know, it's a big learning curve for people that you just jump and play. But definitely, if you want it, you know, to see that you have happily, you know, managed to do that trick and be your friends, of course, that's something that we all want to do. But definitely, when you pick up this version of PES 2021, you will see that you can actually replicate what you can do either yourself on the pitch or you have watched every weekend on TV.
Speaking with Robbie Ron, brand manager with PES, there's a master league that you're putting in this update. Is that right?
Yeah, so master league is the mode where you know, you're trying to go a career mode. It's definitely something you will play against the AI. And we have include like legendary managers. They're drinking juice. You can see them in the sidelines. Something that I've been saying this year is like, you know, it was a lot of rumors that they're Messi maybe leaving, you know, and maybe Messi getting back with Guardiola. It didn't happen in the real life, but you definitely can do that in Master League. You know, we have Josep Guardiola right now. You can, you know, you can pick him up as your manager. You can actually get Messi and you can unite him again. But it's nice that you can actually create your own career and see where you end up. You know, you can transfer from South America to Europe to Asia and see how you, you know, we all of us always critic, you know, we like, we have the best manager. Everybody, every football player, every fanatic, we believe that we have great managers. Well, in this career mode, in this Master League, you can actually try it and see how you do.
Yeah, I see that not just with Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi, but I see that Bex is in there, Ollie Kahn, the former Bayern Munich and German goalie, Dennis Bergkamp, the great Dutch striker that was with Arsenal. That's all in my club, right?
Yeah, so, well, you can actually have it in both. What we do is we no longer just have legends, like you mentioned, but we also have what we call iconic moments. So a specific game of these players, it can be done in-game. So, for example, we have Messi 2007, we have Cristiano Ronaldo 2019, and we pick a specific moment of these players, and, you know, people want to see their, how they looked back then. So we have Messi with long hair, we got, of course, a younger Messi, a little better stats maybe because of that game, specific game. So it's a variety of these players that can be, you know, acquired through my club. But if you acquire these people through my club, which my club, for people that doesn't know, my club is an online mode where you actually create your own team from scratch and then you compete online. So when you get these players, like these iconic moment players, you can actually also transfer it to your career mode. So it's actually cool to, you can have it online and offline.
And the authenticity, the sounds, the thump of the ball, the grunts of a crunching tackle, and the singing, how do you guys go about bringing that type of authenticity to Pez?
So we keep, you know, that's something that our fans keep asking for, always strive for the best. So it's something that we always contact, you know, the clubs, we always trying to get, you know, the authentic audio, the chants, because that's how people, you want to feel that, you know, sadly. Right now in real life, we have no fans in the stadium, but definitely we're trying to, you know, complete everyone with playing that one best.
Now, the other thing is you talked about some of the exclusive teams that you've added. You've also got down into Brazil with Sao Paulo, Corinthians, Flamengo. Those are big names down there.
Yeah, definitely Flamengo. I mean, Flamengo has won everything that has played last year, so that's one of our exclusive teams. We have a variety of partner clubs around the world. Like you mentioned, Flamengo's in Brazil. We have Boca and River in Argentina, which are huge clubs for South America. We do have, of course, Juventus in Italy. We also just got acquired Roma. Roma is one of the new exclusive partners for this year in 2021. And, of course, the big ones like Bayern Munich. We got Arsenal. We got Manchester United. And we have other clubs around Europe, too.
You think about AS Roma and the Estadio Olimpico that they share with their rivals, Lazio, but you think about all the great players. These fans, when you, like just to pick out Roma, I mean, if you do anything with them that they think is wrong, they're going to let you know. So it's the kind of thing that you guys relish to get that correct, don't you?
Well, it is. I mean, and we're talking about soccer, football fans. I mean, we are very passionate about anything that becomes, you know, with in football, even if it's real or virtual soccer. So definitely, yes, we have to recreate the best of those teams. And, you know, that always happens. It comes to that game of, like, you know, even players. We have received players, you know, comments on, like, you know, I'm faster than that. I'm stronger than that. I need my overall to change, you know. So, but specifically to Roma, yeah, it's nice to have that team as a partner. And now we have some of their legends also coming and some of the iconic moments players coming into PES 2021, like Batistuta, Totti, Cafu, Nakata. So we have some of those big names for people that, you know, they like to have that sentimental, that nostalgic to go back and play with those players.
Yeah, speaking of Roma, Francesco Totti, and then, of course, La Viola de Fiorentina, Gabriele Batistuta de Argentina. Those guys are iconic. What about your team? I'm going to play you right now in PES. What team are you going to pick, Robbie?
Well, you know, I'm all about my club right now, so I'm getting like a huge amount of these iconic moment players. I definitely have Maradona. You know, Maradona and Batistuta for me are like top, you know, and forwards. I do like to also move, in case we have to do like a speed, more young and faster players like Mbappe. And I like to, you know, keep that Davis on the left back. you know, we have some legends also for, like, my defender is Beckenbauer. I don't know if you remember Beckenbauer, but...
Of course.
The jammer has to be there, you know, in the defense. So, Oliver Kahn on goal. So, try to go a little mix of, you know, legends and a mix of actual players. So, it's nice that you can have, you know, build up your team. But it's all about strategy, too. You know, it comes down to that. You know, you can have all the players you want, but at one point... The strategy will play, who will decide who wins the game, you know?
Last question for you. When you use Franz Beckenbauer, do you let him sweep? Do you let him be the libero?
Yes, of course. You have to play with that. You have to. You have to, you know, I understand that it's a competition, you know, when you play online, but definitely you have to have the best of the game. The production team has worked so hard on, you know, recreating these players, how they used to play back in the day. So you have to, you cannot just use it the way you want. You have to try to use it how they used to play in real life.
There he is, Robbie Ron, American PES brand manager. And make sure to check out the eFootball PES 2021 update on your favorite format. Robbie, thanks for your time, man. Really appreciate it. And let's catch up down the road.
Yeah, Rick, pick up the game and, you know, maybe you and I can play a match online.
Sounds good to me. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break and we'll come on back on Sports Byline.
And now, today's Real Ketones Good Health Tip. Beginning your low-carb lifestyle? Just start simple. Number one, pick protein. Chicken, beef, pork, turkey, seafood, and eggs. Number two, pick low-carb veggies. Cauliflower, broccoli, zucchini, cucumbers, etc. Number three, add good fats. Butter, cheese, bacon, avocado, and nuts. It's that simple. And now a word from Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots. If you knew there was an energy shot that also helped you lose weight, would you try it? Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots give you sustained energy without the sugar jitters or crash. That's why Keto Energy Shots constantly get five-star reviews. The secret is our patented all-natural ingredient DBHB. This powerful ingredient revs up your metabolism and turns your body into a fat-burning machine in only minutes. Feel energized while shredding unwanted pounds. Pull into a CVS now and look for Keto Energy Shots in the weight loss aisle, or go to realketones.com.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
If you're not using podcasting for your business, you will. Not having a podcast is like not having a website. Hi, this is Marsha Hawkins of Elevating with Marsha on Sirius XM Channel 211, the Dan Patrick Channel. You can get your business on my podcast. It's a great way to create superfans for your business with a controlled message in a news format. What better way to get in front of your intended audience, your clients, your customers, or patients? Please contact me at hello@elevatedmediaesq.com about getting your business on my show, Elevating with Marsha. We also can create a personalized podcast that you can use on your website or social media channels. Contact me at hello@elevatedmediaesq.com and join me on Elevating with Marsha on Sirius XM Channel 211, the Dan Patrick Channel.
The Video Game Review.
Right.
Alrighty then, thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast. Around the world on AFN, American Forces, and lines are available again if you'd like to chime in. 1-800-878-PLAY, no question is too dumb. There's no such thing as a dumb question. There are stupid questions. Oh, there are plenty of those. No such thing, though, as a dumb question. It's 40 after. Let's give away the game. The way you win it is you are just the second correct answer to my email address and send those to rick@sportsbyline.com, sportsbyline.com. The game I'm giving away just came out last week. It's called Medieval Dynasty. I like that name. It's a game about a medieval dynasty. What should we call it? Medieval Dynasty? It's for the PC. It's developed by RenderCube and it's published by Toplitz Productions. My question is, Medieval Dynasty, what time in the history of the Earth is this game based? What time period? Like, is it the Pleistocene era? Is it during World War II? Or perhaps maybe during medieval times without the pizza? So Medieval Dynasty, the summary is Europe in the Middle Ages. Take advantage of this ever-changing global landscape and turn your simple village into a domain fit for a king. So, as I said, we got the official launch trailer just last week. And looking at it, it actually looks kind of cool. FPS game, a lot of bow and arrows in the beginning, shooting deer, building a fire. Basically starting bare bones. So once again, Medieval Dynasty, when does this take place? For the PC from RenderCube and Toplitz Productions, send your answers to rick@sportsbyline.com. So, playing the COD, B-O-C-W-A, C-O-D-B-O-C-W-A, Call of Duty, Black Ops, Cold War, Alpha. It was free. And for 3 days this weekend, and you needed just to be on the PS4. You didn't even need to be a PlayStation Plus subscriber. How about that? That's not too shabby to just pop in like that. And, you know, I'm not going to buy this for the PS4. Well, hopefully they send a free one. They usually do, and then we review it, and I give one away, and then I keep one. It's a win-win, folks. It's only a win-win if we all get one, Rick. All right, I'm sorry. But all the different time periods you can play in this game, from Vietnam to present day, and different factions that you play. Got to see a couple of maps. One of them was called Satellite, and it was in an Angola desert. And at first I thought it was a rocket that had crashed, but then I was like, oh, duh, it's called Satellite. And I read it was for you aficionados, a KH-9 American-made satellite had been downed. So at that point, Soviet, remember them? We used to have a Soviet Union. Soviet and U.S. forces arrive on the battlefield. It says, devoid of any man-made structures outside of the satellite. And I was in a hard point for that. This is in the smaller one, a hard point, and also a small domination map. It's got some rocky outcroppings. It's got some deserts. It's got some archways, a lot of numerous flanking routes, a lot of cover as well, a lot of territory for snipers. Did get one score streak for napalm, which I believe is going to replace what we saw in Modern Warfare as the phosphorus. And the phosphorus, the one thing about it is, if you play that game, is it chokes out the whole map. And even if you drop it yourself, and of course there's no friendly fire, it still makes the whole map white for a while. This is, of course, napalm sounds a little bit more ominous. And during the time, there was no phosphorus. So for the time period, yeah, it was all about napalm burning your skin off. How about that? Well, hopefully the enemy. So I got that score streak. But then, getting into combined arms, as they call it, which was a 12-on-12 vehicle-inclusive look at the traditional domination in a kind of a larger map. And we got snowmobiles, wake runners, gunboats, tanks. And these tanks are super flat. There's a map called Crossroads in the middle of the frozen Soviet wilderness and NATO forces coming in. But really cool. I like the tanks. You know, one of the things about Call of Duty is that they've never done vehicular warfare as good as Battlefield. That's just a fact. And I'll argue with anyone because that's not what they really concentrate on. Call of Duty, especially when it's getting into all its weird phases of exosuits and floating in midair. You still have the thing where someone turns a corner and then they jump and slide. It's completely unrealistic and it bugs me. I still refuse to ever jump or slide, and you say, well, I survived and you didn't. Yeah, but it just looks so dumb. I'm trying to get a little more authenticity in this. And the tank battles that you could have in the vehicular combat, so to speak, in Battlefield was always much better. So they're trying to improve it, and the tanks, I like them. I mean, it's, I got into a tank, immediately blew up another tank. You know, it's, and then there were these, all your loadouts, all five, you could still go into the, you didn't ramp up. I stayed level one the whole time. But they gave you a lot of choices for different sites and things as you did your loadouts, and you got a good look at a few of the guns, which I thought were pretty cool. Excuse me, but on the map Crossroads, there were some bunkers as well, and you could take a class that, or put it into your own class if you had C4 and you wanted to throw it in that way, one way or the other. But to me, the most impressive thing was the map Armada. And it's supposed to be 1984, and the United States and the Soviet Union are battling out in the North Atlantic in search of a prototype nuclear sub. So you have this, it's, when I say dual hull, you probably think of more like a catamaran, but this thing is like two tankers side by side with like steel girders in the middle, and then in between it, in the open water, there's a sub down there. And then there are two, like, destroyers, one Soviet, one American, on either side. And then there are zip lines going to the ships on the sides. And there are two zip line points. There's also, you can jump in the water and swim. In fact, there are a couple of the points in Domination where you could actually be in the water. One of the changes, too, is that you can shoot from the water. If you can kind of tread up, you can get two hands on your assault rifle or whatever you have, your primary. As you know, previously, the only gun you could use if you're in the water was a pistol, a one-handed gun. So the various sea craft, as you flow around, there are a couple of little, what I call, they're bigger than ribs, but smaller than like a Kennedy's PT-109. But it's, you know, it's the central ship is the hot spot, and this is sniper heaven. You know, you just poke your head up and there's always a sniper camped out one way or the other. Bouncing Betties, or proximity mines as they're called in the last incarnation, that's no longer something that you could have. And I would always go with most of my loadouts in Modern Warfare is to go shrapnel, which meant I could have two lethals. And so if I was on a map like Shipment, I'd have two frags or Semtex. But with this, but with the other maps, I like just putting down a couple of proximity mines, especially on my back, so if somebody sneaks up, even if they have, you know, a flak vest on and survive, I at least know that they took some damage and that they're on their way. This time, the proximity mine is something that you earn as you go through. Like, they also have a little SAM base, which I thought was pretty cool. Surface-to-air missiles, and then you earn that, and you just plop them down, and they're automatic. And if there's AUV overhead or anything else, or UAV, I should say, it's going to down it. And it also regenerates, which I think is which is pretty cool. I did notice in the beta, which I thought was a little bit off-putting, that the characters look sometimes more like Battlefield 3 or Battlefield Hardline, which was almost like they were sort of like simian. They kind of had hunched shoulders and their arms looked a little too long. I don't know if that's going to get worked in or worked out one way or the other. But the cool thing about the Armada is just, it's just so cool to see these ships and you're ziplining around and there's always places to go, especially on each ship. I mean, you can go down into the dark recesses of some of these ships. And so As we see with the Alpha, this was all around, as I said, you know, the 1980s. And not since, as I mentioned, Battlefield again, Battlefield Bad Company 2 with their Vietnam DLC, did we have that type of thing. So you're going to see a lot of M16s and M14s and AK-47s and bungee spikes and all sorts of crazy little tricks and traps once we get into that. So it is exciting. It looked great, but as I said, this is your next-gen game, and it will be on the PS4 and the Xbox One. But if you're going to get an Xbox Series X, by the way, the same price as the PS4, so that's not going to be... We kind of thought maybe one would go $50 cheaper than the other if that was going to, you know, lead into something, but that's not the way it's going to go. They're going to be the same prices. But anyway, it's just good. It's getting closer, and as I said, I want to buy this thing for the PS5, and it's in pre-order right now. And it said that the game's going to launch on the 13th, which is the next day. So, as I said, there's no must-haves on day one outside of this one for me. And I'm also looking at the Demon's Souls remake. But that's the thing whenever you play a game like this where you progress, is that if you don't get on the first day, you turn it on and there's a guy who's already 16th level and you think, boy, he must have been playing 24/7 since the game came out. And it's like, yeah, he was actually. All right, let's take a look at the new releases. Hotline Miami is a Stadia exclusive, an action game. 13 Sentinels, Aegis RIM, an RPG for the PS4. Hotline Miami 2 Wrong Number is also a Stadia exclusive. Twin Breaker, Sacred Symbols, Switch, PC, Xbox One, action game. Going Under, PC, PS4, Switch, Xbox One, this is an RPG roguelike. Roller Coaster Tycoon 3, still going strong on the PC and the Switch. It's a strategy sim. You got Cyber Hook, a PC platformer, kind of Tron looking, old school. Serious Sam 4 on the PC, also Stadia if you like taking on big bosses. Circadian City, the floating city. This is an RPG on the personal computer. Troll Hunters, Defenders of Arcadia, Switch, PS4, Xbox One, and PC. Bullet Age, kind of a throwback cartoony shooter platformer on the Switch and the personal computer. Swordsman, that's a virtual reality game on the PC. Budget Cuts on the PS4 is a puzzle game. Doesn't sound that great, but who knows? Port Royale 4, a tall tale, tall ship, fighting sim, master and commander type, Xbox One and PS4. And finally, Mafia Definitive Edition, PC, PS4, Xbox One. And this is an action crime adventure game. We'll take a quick break and we'll come on back with the cheat code. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you in a second on the video game review.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
The Video Game Review.
Super Turrican music back in the days of the Super Nintendo. Hey, welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. Just a couple minutes of the Video Game Review, and we'll get you back to 6 days and 23 hours of sports talk on your respective networks. It's time for the cheat code, and send your request to Rick at sportsbyline.com. I have a request here from Terry, who writes in from Lovelock, which Lovelock, Nevada, I believe, is a prison, but I guess there's a town of Lovelock, too. I'm not going to assume you're in the prison, but even if you are, thanks for writing. Rick, how do you get God mode in Fallout 4 on the computer? Well, that's an interesting thing. You're talking about a cheat, a hack. Now, if you're competing with other people, then it's cheating. If you're playing by yourself, I always say use all the cheat codes you want. Games are supposed to be fun. So if you're just playing by yourself, use all the cheat codes and have some fun with it. But what you want to do if you're playing on your PC is hit apostrophe. If you hit apostrophe, that'll open the command console. Now, to get God mode, type in M-O-D-A-V, MODAV, space, capital C-A, underscore, affinity, space, capital X. Once again, type in first an apostrophe, then M-O-D-A-V, space, capital C-A, underscore, affinity, A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, space, capital X. And you got God mode, baby, for Fallout 4. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week. I'm Rick Tittle. Have fun playing video games, and we'll see you next time on the Video Game Review.